The plan, first of all, says the six new pilot FTCs will be tasked with differentiated reforms. For example, building a new type of industrial base is part of the plan for Hebei, which neighbors Beijing and Tianjin. So how will this new plan help Hebei to upgrade its industrial structure?
All right, first let's put this into context. These six FTCs are really aimed at managing these regional disparities in terms of development and job creation. So all of the prefectures that they've indicated are areas where the Chinese government says, look, we need to start putting more efforts into this. This is part of that plan to spread even more evenly the kind of social and economic development. In terms of Hebei, located, around Beijing and Tianjin, it has the opportunity to put into practice those types of new technologies that are actually created in these two different areas. So there's a lot of opportunity. The question is organizing it and giving it a focus. And China's been very, very good at this. Since it's the mid-80s, there were perhaps just a few of these in the whole world of these kind of economic development zones. Now there are 4,500. China is trying to take the next step and try to take these to the regional level and see if what they have been doing at the national level will also help them.
Well, it also says Guangxi in the southwest will step up cooperation with the ASEAN region in its pilot FTC. So in what ways will the new plan benefit ASEAN countries and better promote two-way trade?
Well, in this particular FTC, what they're trying to do is spread the international of the yuan directly into these ASEAN neighbors. So this particular FTC will have preferential policies that allow investments to actually take money that is developed, that is raised there, and take it into ASEAN countries. So this is going to be a very unique model, and we'll see if it works.
Well, authorities say the plan aims to strengthen internal drivers for high-quality development through deeper reform and support an open-world economy. So what kind of internal drivers are really needed here?
Well, a lot of this is premised on a couple of things. First off is China's position as this huge, huge market. Second, there is this kind of shift, this transformational shift of Chinese companies who need that kind of labor dividend to be competitive, especially in areas like sneakers and textiles and things like this. They're going abroad. So by doing so, they're creating a network of trade because China still needs to bring in a tremendous amount of resources, and they need to add value to those and export them out so that they can pay for the resources not only to make those, but also for internal consumption. So that's part of it. The other part is the financial side. China is taking a larger leading role in this and also in technology, becoming bases where they're in essence transferring this outside to other areas in order to stabilize them and, as I said, create more trade opportunities.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's CRI financial analyst Einar Tangen.